Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small.
A big slop sink pops his and clean. A fountain drink
and your rimmels hanging on the walls.
Factory. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's going on?
You love that song.
I love that song. I really do.
I know.
From Lex Gray.
Lex Gray.
I must say, that's really good stuff there. It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, you guys can download that, too. Go to LexGrayMusic.com.
Yes, you can. And what I'm going to say here, I would like to start the show out today by a member of Biker Trash Nation has passed away. A motorcycle accident. His name was Scott Bailey. I'd like to say, from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, we are very sorry for your loss.
Absolutely.
And Scott, and your family's in our prayers, and, you know, I'm sorry to hear that news, you know. We don't ever want to hear stuff like that going on.
No,
you know?
We don't, but the guys over at Biker Trash Nation and Wild Hogs and all of that.
Yes.
He was one of ours and one of theirs.
One of theirs?
And,
is like one of ours.
It's
so
true. It's all family.
Family.
So
like,
our condolences to Scott's family and to all his friends, Wayne and everybody at Biker Trash Nation.
Yes.
We'll keep him in our prayers.
You're in our prayers, definitely.
Thank you.
But anyway, so how was your
Easter? What was that? We had Easter yesterday.
Yesterday was Easter. Yeah. Yes, it was. Happy Easter, everybody, or Passover.
Yeah, everybody.
Passover's over.
Or Easter over.
Get it?
Passover.
It's passed over.
Gone. Did you bring me some potato lockers or some, you know?
Nine.
We bought you nothing.
I didn't get any of my standard Seder food.
Oh, no. I got a couple of bags of stuff in the house, but my hands are not allowed to touch it.
Okay.
Oh, no?
I had matzah. That's about all I had.
Matzah. I love matzah.
I know.
Matzah ball soup is so good.
Let's get Johnny salivating at this point. The other night, I come home. I'm starving.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Break out the box of matzah with bacon jelly.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
What? Bacon jelly?
Bacon jelly.
Do you know I had bacon vodka one time?
Oh.
That was really good.
How'd you have
bacon
it?
Bacon vodka?
I just drank it straight out of the bottle.
Oh, well, that was a stupid question.
No, it wasn't stupid. Look, we got a little hog here, Rod Barrow. We're trying to decorate.
There he
is. We're decorating.
I don't know. Do we see a resemblance?
I'm so happy that they went that way with it.
He's fatter than me, by the way.
I may be fatter, but I'm a lot cuter.
Yes, he is.
Not much.
No, he is.
John, bring me up on the high end when you get a second.
Oh, jeez.
Right. Is anybody else echoing?
He's got a little bit of an echo going on
here.
He's got a little bit of an echo.
All right, all our fans out in Facebook land.
How do we sound? How do we look?
Are we echoing?
Answer the second question.
Yes, how do we look?
So how was, what'd you guys do this weekend? Because for me, it was kind of bittersweet weekend.
Yeah?
We had the memorial service for my grandfather on Saturday.
Okay.
It was kind of tough, saying goodbye to him, seeing family. So, and then turning around and trying to have a nice family Easter was
it's a little kind of hard to do
that.
I tell you, I was in Pennsylvania. The weather was amazing. And I want to say I'm sorry to Dawn Tucker. I didn't have, didn't work out for us to get together and give her some stickers.
Oh.
She got caught up doing some stuff.
Stickerless.
She went stickerless this weekend.
So we're going to have to make a road trip special to bring the
Actually, I was going to bring that up, man, because there's a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't have a chance to go to Bear Harley up in Honesdale.
Right.
Because they were closed for Easter, of course. So.
Well, it's a holiday. So
yeah,
what can I say?
What are you going to do?
Me personally, I still think that places should be closed on Sundays like it was back in the day. Or at least open at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I agree with you on that aspect because we've in this country, we've gotten away from the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Thanksgiving, they're not even concerned about the meal and spending time with your family and catching up with people. They want to go fucking shopping.
Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
I want to go riding.
If anyone's annoyed about that.
I went riding.
I want to go riding.
And
I'm afraid to go riding with all the crazies going out shopping.
Exactly, right?
Especially out here, the traffic is horrible.
Oh, God.
I think we should maybe reconsider our values, with the internet and everything. I put the phone down now. I'm learning. It's very difficult.
Speaking of, the internet and everything, a million pictures on Facebook of people posting just a picture of phones on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That they, mandatory, put your phone on the table and leave it there.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty damn cool.
That's what we used to...
My phone's on the table. He doesn't see it.
No, it's between his legs right now. Speaking of between your legs, who's our guest that's calling in soon?
Oh, we have a great guest calling in today. And just let me describe a little bit of what exactly he does. First of all, his name is Johnny Lang. Okay?
Not the guitarist.
No. Strip Club Choppers, man. He's got the bike with the pole on the back.
Okay? Yeah, I know.
The stripper pole on the back.
I'm sorry, David. I didn't bring my pole.
He's going to be calling in tonight around 8:30. And, I talk to him, see what he has to say. And he's doing a lot of events this year also.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
And hold on,
he's doing that big thing. He's doing all the bagger competitions now.
The bagger competitions,
the contests.
Yes.
Yeah, he's setting them up. He's what's coming up?
Leesburg is coming up. It'll be I believe a Gator Holly.
Uh huh.
Over there, so
it's going to be. And
that's a great one.
What does that say? He's doing the world's sexiest bagger show there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you some of the bikes that I posted when I was down in Daytona.
Right.
Down at the Cabbage Patch.
Right.
I really love looking at these bikes. I don't think I could ever ride one.
Well, why not?
But
go try it.
No, I know. But they're gorgeous. And they're just the customization.
I'd be afraid to ride
them. I would be afraid the damn thing would get stolen around this neck of the woods. It's a beautiful, beautiful. They're beautiful bikes.
Well,
they're absolutely
gorgeous
beautiful motorcycles. But does everybody notice all the little decorations, I'm in preparation for? I'm wearing.
She had to womanize the place a little bit.
I'm wearing my sequin, choker, I brought the feather boa, but I didn't bring the pole. Sorry.
The pole's coming. When Johnny Lang calls in, the pole comes out. Trust me.
I'm stuck between two poles right now. Get it?
Oh,
hey.
Hey.
No, it's good. Now, and then later on also, too, Wayne from Biker Trash Nation is going to be calling
in. Yes, Wayne.
So we hope all our fans from Biker Trash Nation is going to be listening.
Like I said,
are listening.
Our heart goes out to you guys for your loss. Also, I'd like to, you know, start the show off by saying, you know, the show is going places. A lot of people are sharing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? thank you.
We thank you. And, you know, there's some key people that really helped the show, and we appreciate you all the way. I'd like to mention David Hayes from the Wild Hogs. You are an incredible man. I love that man. I'm gonna kiss him too.
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to kiss him when you see him?
I'm going to kiss him.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
And then I'm videotaping that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you know, he don't drink enough, so I can't go have a beer with him, but I'll have a burger with him.
Yeah, right?
I'm planning a date with him to go to a barbecue place. Dave, we're going to go to a barbecue place, me and Dave. And of course, we got Wayne from Mike and Trans Nation, who's always been with us all the way.
Exactly.
You know, we got Keith from I Love My Harley, No Rules. Awesome, awesome group,
mm-hmm.
right? They're always sharing our stuff and stuff. And, of course, Geneva Keane.
We love Geneva Geneva Keane Band.
Geneva Keane Band, yeah. And they're actually going to be doing the Tennessee Bike Week, right?
Tennessee Bike Fest.
Tennessee Bike Fest, sorry.
The 20th, I think, through the 23rd or something like that. Go to TNBikeFest.com and check that out. It's the last weekend. Check our page out. It's a nice little, you know, close-knit local kind of thing, and some, you know, tourism.
Maybe
Johnny
Langman will get on that one, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
You sure he's not there already?
And, of course, I'd like to thank John Frew. John Frew is an awesome, awesome fan of the show who actually leads me to the right barbecue places. You the man.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
That's right.
And, of course, Kip, right?
Kip Kotler, man.
Kip Kotler. You know, he put an awesome video together for us last week. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, you have to go to our page.
You go to our page.
Yeah.
I have to go to our page.
Yeah, our page to see it. He shared it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know?
And Kip's biker site. He's got that.
Kip's biker site. And of course, Chris Callen from Psychosource
Magazine.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, we appreciate it.
Thank you for all the years of giving back to the biker community.
That's right.
Yep.
And
making a great magazine.
Oh, yeah. Awesome magazine.
20 years of a great magazine.
20 years of a great magazine.
Started from cutting out images and cutting the true meaning of cut and paste.
Right.
Cut, paste, click. There you go. You know?
Yeah, none of this computer stuff where you drag. Nope. Now he actually, you know, paper sourced it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's amazing stuff and one of the best magazines out there.
And of course, we've got Jeff Tabby. Stapler? Was he my name? Stapler?
What?
Jeff Stapler. Yeah, Stapler.
No, it says Stamper, you dumb Stamper. Get a pair of glasses. Sorry, Jeff.
I need glasses.
No, he really does.
I do need glasses.
I'm sitting here like going crazy trying to read mine.
I'm looking over there like, what the hell did that say? Jeff, thank you. He's with, what was he with? He was with Carolina Customs.
Oh, my honey, Matt Klein's on. Yoo-hoo!
Matt Klein, what's up, man? No.
I'm going to a wedding in May. No, just saying.
And, of course, John D. Blackstock is a fan of the show, and we thank you as well.
All the information on the flat track racing.
Are we doing that? Are we going on July 8th? Are we
going
to go up?
Yes, we're going.
Me and you.
I don't care who goes.
Uh-oh.
Me and you.
Yeah, we'll go.
Well, it's got to be a good place to eat up there.
If fat fuck don't go, it doesn't matter to me.
It does matter because you miss me so bad.
I know. I do miss you when you're not around my radio husband.
That's right.
It's really pretty.
Radio son.
Yes. Radio stepson.
Radio grandpa, maybe. I don't know.
No, he's not a grandpa.
And of course.
Actually, yeah, it's another story.
our newest. Listener, and Mr. Johnny Lang himself.
That's right.
So, you know, we have a lot of
and,
great...
Let's not forget our two lunatics, our two cross-country lunatics.
Oh, yeah.
Who've been rearing Tim Ford and Kevin.
We love Tim Ford.
Yeah,
world
Kevin
record
Bean,
breaker and Beaner.
Beaner.
And don't forget about Indian Larry and the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation.
Never.
Absolutely.
They have a run coming up in North Carolina.
Yes.
Go to AidenHasAPosse.org.
Yep. Yep.
And they got a run coming up May 6th or May 7th. I have it on the website now. We actually have a page going up so you can link right to their organization. It's also on a Facebook page. And then they have the run in Brooklyn, Aiden Has a Posse, June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September, It's the big Indian Larry Block Party.
Oh, that, I want to go to that.
And all the and the money, all the profits from that also go to the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation.
Oh,
so
speaking of the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation, remember all you guys that supported Kevin and Tim on their run, bought raffle tickets and stuff like that. The raffle is a couple days away. Stay tuned.
That's right. And they raised thousands of dollars for the organization.
Wow.
That's right. And they're going to be saving
lots
of boys because the more states that vote in to have this blood test done, it costs a dollar, the more boys' lives can be saved.
Well, plus, aren't they having that contest with the bacon still?
No, yeah. You missed the boat on that one.
Missed the boat on that one?
Yeah, but it was only a pound of bacon.
That's it?
That was it. It was only a pound.
That's an appetizer. That's
thought it was like 10 pounds. If it was 10 pounds, then I would have entered it for you and given you the bacon.
That would have been nice.
You would have entered 10 pounds into Johnny?
I have enough
pounds on me. Hey, Jamie. Jamie from Atlanta in the house. Randy Miller. What is sick? What is sick? Why is Randy saying that's sick? Don't be sick. He's on the phone. I mean, he's watching and listening now, so we can actually call you.
Yes, Randy.
And you will be there.
You fucking answered the phone last week. Yeah. When we needed you.
That's right. Jeff's here from, you said that already with Jeff. You pronounced his name wrong.
Right. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm, you know.
The tard that you are. But yep. I really like that pig. He's really cool looking. I don't know if you see, he's got his little Harley jacket, and he's got a little curly cue for a little butt.
Yeah. It's cool, man.
It works.
I like him. He's got some warts, too. I don't like him that much. God knows where his mouth's going.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
Thank God. Sometimes I thank God I'm Jewish because then I don't eat pork. Get it?
See, I didn't know what to say. Yesterday, I called up Mom. I'm like, happy Easter. Eastover. Happy Eastover.
Eastover. Wish me happy Eastover. Oh, everything is pretty much commercialized now anyway.
Yes.
So I will say that, you know. I got a carrot buried in the bunny hole.
That's oh boy! Valet,
so
wow!
I had a good Easter.
That's the way to put it.
Woohoo!
My bunny.
Thank
got
you.
Flat.
I was just having a drink of my coffee.
I don't know if you guys saw my video I put out there, but my bunny went flat on me.
Oh,
my
yeah,
bunny, you bunny sat was up on your the sun, bunny again.
And I came to get my bunny. It was flat as a rock.
Yeah, that's what you said. Right. Okay. Anyway, that's your problem. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I did bunny shots the other night.
Oh, bunny shots.
Yeah.
Who gave you bunny shots?
I was by my cousin's house, and we decided to just break some bunnies open and fill them up with alcohol. And
oh, you drank actually from a chocolate bunny?
Yeah, that's a little bunny, you get a little Godiva chocolate, some nice...
That's a professional right there,
we
folks.
We had some caramel
really?
Vodka.
Uh-oh, we're getting a phone call.
Is it 8:30 already?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Johnny, this is Jeannie. From Florida.
Hey, Jeannie. Hey,
barbecue Jeannie.
It's barbecue Jeannie.
Barbecue Jeannie. What a great barbecue place.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. How you doing out there?
Good. I was wondering if you needed me to ship you some barbecue.
Of course.
No. Johnny doesn't need anything. Me and Margaret want the food now.
I would love if you ship me some barbecue food. Right? But she owns
Johnny got all excited.
Jeannie owns Backwoods. Oh, Smokehouse, which is fucking fantastic. I was there for 6 hours.
Six hours.
And she was really nice, and we had a good time there. Thank you for a great night, Jeannie.
And thank you for being a fan of the show,
yeah.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I would suggest
I had a lot of fun.
If you're in Florida, right, in the Mount Dora area, I suggest you go there. I don't know the exact address. Jeannie, if you'd like to tell us the address and of your other location, please go ahead.
I've got two locations, one in Interlochen, Florida. It's a nice bike path, famous bike path through the forest. And then I've got one in Mount Dora.
Mount Dora, that's
nice.
Right.
I'm putting a link on the website, on our Facebook feed right now.
Your link is on our
Facebook.
Check it out,
guys.
And she's the nicest person you want to meet. She'll leave a comm, sit down with you. You know, you have a couple drinks with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a really good time with Jeannie.
Easy now, Johnny.
You tell him, Jeannie.
I didn't tell him about the back room.
Yeah, don't tell him about the back room.
Oh, you got the full experience with Johnny.
So that's why they call it Backwoods? Because the back, you're in the woods in the back somewhere?
Right.
All right, I like
Backwoods,
that.
Yeah,
Backwoods means we can do anything we want to out there.
That's right.
I'm staying in the building.
We had a great time out there. The food is fantastic. The ribs, the meat just falls off the bone. And at first, we ordered this dinner for four. Right? It was me, my mother, my daughter. And they come out with the first platter. I'm like, all right, there's a lot of food there. Then they came out with the second platter. And then I was like, oh my God. And the price is right, I'm telling you. If you're over there in the Mount Dora area, you got to go check this place out because it's off the charts. It really is amazing. So I said my piece. Now I'm hungry.
All right, Donnie. Hurry up and get your butt back down here to Florida.
I'll be back in October, and I will be there.
All right.
Okay? Jeannie, thank you for calling the show.
All right, baby. Thank y'all.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't wait to go to her place. That was so sweet of her to call in.
Yeah, that place is really
all right. So we're definitely
we totally blanked on having her send us some food.
By the way, we have a new phone number. Those of you that have my number already, you can still call that number like Jeannie just did. That's the hotline. All right.
Oh wait, I got to write this number down because I keep forgetting it.
The phone number is 877-917-5263. Okay?
I'm going to post
877-917-5263. That's our new phone number. You can call that. If you have my phone number, you can call that too. Don't matter. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
We want to hear your stories, your rides, what you ride, where you've been, how you got there. Of course, great barbecue places in Rod. I'm opening up on our website. I'm going to have Johnny Steaks Barbecue Corner.
Who's doing that on the website?
Well, my mom would be doing that, but you know what? You know a good barbecue place? You let us know. We'll put it on our website.
Yep.
If I can go check it out, I would love to go check it out. So, you know what I mean? We got another phone call coming in. No, I don't.
No.
I do.
Well, there's line two, audio. Can you handle
hello?
It?
Hello? You're on the air.
Is Johnny there?
Hey, Dean, you're on the air. What's up, Dean? How are you?
Are you, brother, man? Hey, listen.
I lost you. Go ahead. Warrior.
I really appreciate it, man. We had a great showing. The final number of cars was 340.
Wow.
Nice.
We raised probably about 30% more money for Hope for the Warriors than we did back in 2016.
Excellent.
People were so generous.
Oh, wow.
Walked away smiling. It was...
Oh, excellent, excellent. Why don't you tell everybody where
thanks
you're
from? Thanks for turning out people from Comac, from our old school, huh?
Yes. Tell everybody the name of your what you do, the name of your company. We're having a bad connection, Dean. You're breaking up on me.
I think we lost him.
I think we lost
Dean,
yeah.
We lost you. Try to call back if you can, Dean.
Give him the other number. Yeah, hold on.
Maybe listen.
Yeah, how do you have this set up?
You don't even know that either.
No, you need to make sure the Wi-Fi's...
The Wi-Fi's good. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that was his. That was on his end.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't on our end.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But he raised money for the Hope for the Warriors.
Hope for the Warriors.
Now, that was at Miller's Alehouse.
Miller's Alehouse in Comac. We discussed this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the air.
And you were there live.
Yeah, I was there live yesterday. Yeah, it was pretty cool, you know? So, anyway, if anybody else wants to call, man, give us a call.
Jump out, yeah.
You know, we're waiting for Johnny to call. He'll be calling in any second now.
I just want to say a shout out to my buddy Bob Butch.
Bob.
He's an old friend of mine.
He's a first time listener, I think he said.
I think so. Bob, take a look on the website. We got a lot of things that we're supporting. Fundraisers, we're going to be doing a lot of that stuff there from this point on with this show.
Yeah.
So just take a peek on the webpage.
On our Facebook page, too, since you're on it now.
Yeah, and feel free to call and tell us about your ride. You got a couple of rides up there, and I know you and Viola do a lot of cruising around this country with the bikes and stuff. So when you got a minute, give us a call.
That's
let
right.
Let us know.
Yeah, call us
Bob,
up, man.
Bob is a great – I hate saying Bob because he's Butch. He's a really good friend of mine, dear friend of mine.
Nice. And, it's nice that we have the – you know, everybody's, you know, got a – our own
little tentacles going out there.
It's like our own little gang. But Dean, who was on
Dean
earlier,
Nichols, yes.
He is from East to West Classic Cars.
Right.
And every year he does the fundraiser
we got
the,
a phone call coming
Hope
in again.
For the Warriors event.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Dino.
Hey, Dino. Now you sound better, Dean.
Much better.
We got
is
you
that
back.
Better? I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I called for my cell phone a moment ago. I don't know where we had left off, but just to capture our conversation. thank you so much for turning out on Saturday.
Of course.
To show your support for the Hope for the Warriors Foundation.
Yes, of course. Right.
It was tremendous. I mean, it was probably about 40% bigger and better turnout than 2016. Collected a ton of money for the foundation. All the money, as I echo to you on Saturday, stays on Long Island, helping the military veterans. Now, this is a foundation that supports post 9/11 veterans specifically, and their families.
Excellent.
You know, folks coming back from the war after 9/11 with PTSD and other ailments, whether it's limbs, so on and so forth. So it's really a great charity. On Charity Radar, it's probably one of the top one or two or three charities, military-wise, in the United States, with a rating, I think, of 95 or 96%.
Wow.
That's a
lot. That's incredible.
That's a phenomenal number.
And it's great that you do that.
It really is. It really is. And what's so cool about it, guys, I don't know if you guys are aware, Johnny and I grew up together. Actually, he grew up with my younger brother.
Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
We had a half a COMAC there.
Wow.
I mean, we had a ton of people that we had gone to school with there as well, which is really trippy.
I'm sorry.
And
wait
they all were of the same mindset, and everyone was pulling the rope the same way and trying to make a difference for our vets. So over 340 cars.
Wow. And COMAC is a big car community, as far as I know, right?
Yes.
It is, and we had a ton of motorcycles as well coming in and out. Next year, I hope to get more bikes down. We're going to try to work on that.
Well, you got Motorcycle Mayhem to support that next year.
That's right.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a motorcycle corral. I'll put it by where I had BAB in the corner over there, John, by 347.
Yep.
I could fit probably about 70, 80 bikes there.
Sure, definitely, no doubt.
Maybe we could have our first Motorcycle Mayhem show.
Yes, maybe we could put together a bike show on top of the amazing cars we
can work together on that, where you guys come and you just support the bike end of it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All the money goes back, guys. All my events, 100% back. It's all about charity.
Yeah.
And let me just offer you this on my end of the part, because this is one of the things I do. Contact Goodfellow Cigars in Medford for some support. All right, my friend?
Definitely. They'll be there.
Dean, that's great.
All right. Dean, I hate to cut this short, but we have a phone call coming in that we've been waiting for.
Do your thing, guys. I just want to chime in and say thanks again, guys, for all your support.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless, guys.
Talk to you soon,
Dean. You too. God bless for your work,
man. Rock that shit, man.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's
what a great organization.
Yeah, it really is a great organization that he has there. And what else want to say to you? The cars, I mean, it was rows and rows of cars.
Where's the pictures?
He posted
them. Yeah, I did a video for you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did, and he did a video.
Yeah.
Rod's busting your chops.
I know.
It's getting hot in here, so I got to bust on.
It was Miller's Ale House really stepped up to the plate, too.
Did they? The strip club chop is the call in.
Stop.
Johnny Lang.
Stop. Now you got a feather like right in the Indian dot.
Do I? That's all right. I don't mind having a feather.
You know what that is? That dot's for, right?
Tickle me with your feather. Nice weather. What is it?
Oh my goodness! I'm just
so. Let's see.
I'm sorry. I'm all giggly right now. I'm so excited.
Yes.
For
turn the vibrator off until the show.
No, it's not. It's not a vibrator.
Oh, it's a mouse.
No, it's a thing.
It's a thing?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now. Johnny's got his head buried in his penis again.
Yeah.
What?
It's a two-wheel thing?
Yeah, it's definitely a two-wheel thing.
Something.
Sure, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
We have
a little bit of a little pixelation going on the screen. I don't know what's happening with the internet. But right now I am in, like, really mad with our cable company provider.
Right.
Because I told you the story what happened.
Right.
Okay. So apparently, I had a little fuzzy thing chewed a wire in my basement.
Oh boy.
And fixed that. Thought that was the problem.
Right.
Turned out he didn't get through to the wires. So there's something going on externally with my internet, my TV, and my phone. So apparently, they were going to send a technician out yesterday on Easter Sunday. I don't know why they make people work on Easter Sunday.
People like you could have TV and cable.
I was working, so
you should have made them a dinner or something.
I should have. But what happened was,
Mama.
Stop. I'm trying to say is the window of time.
Uh-huh.
They'll have someone there between 1:30 and 8 p.m. I said, so you're telling me 6, 7. I have to stay here for 6.5 hours. That's my window of time.
Right.
Not 2, which is normal standard procedure. Well, we don't know. If we can. And then she proceeds to call me back. So that's my are you fucking kidding me moment.
It was a quick one today.
Right now, it's a quick one. But tomorrow, the guy's going to be showing up at my house between 11 and 2.
Right.
So
it's diminishing a little bit.
Well, because I don't get up till 10, so that's good. And, you know, that works out. But still.
Oh, we got a phone call coming in.
We got the call coming in.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Motorcycle Mayhem. You're on the air. Who we got here?
This is Johnny from Strip Club Chopper.
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
Let me get my eye.
How you guys doing?
You're making Mama Mayhem very excited over here tonight. I got to say.
Bringing me back to my childhood. I mean, my sorry.
Glad I could help.
Thank you, dear.
We want to say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. you have an awesome concept with the stripper pole on the back of a motorcycle. That's definitely awesome.
He's the only one, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm coming out with my own thing while I have you on the line, John. Yeah, you have strip club choppers. I'm having
barbecue
choppers. I'm going to have a barbecue on the back of my bike.
Now, that sounds unique. I'll stop by for a barbecue sandwich.
There you go.
That'd be great. That would be really great.
Yeah, when we came up with a pole on the bike, it seemed like a good idea on the time. And that's going on like, I guess almost 15 years ago since I came up with the concept. So
right.
It's been a while.
Well, so how'd you come up with this idea? Like...
Well, I did a lot of market research at the strip clubs. You know,
right.
That was the number one thing. But I worked in the industry in different capacities.
Right.
You know, started out way back when as a commission salesperson at an old California motorcycle dealership. If you remember those from the mid 90s.
Okay.
You know, I get bored quick. Next thing I know, I'm sales manager. Then I'm the GM. So I move up quickly because I get bored doing what I'm doing. So.
Wow.
Then I worked for some different manufacturers, you know, that actually built whole bikes or, you know, that kind of stuff. And,
right.
You know, and then at some point just decided, well, I need to kind of do something on my own, you know.
Right.
And
right.
get a concept going. So that was about when all the chopper builders were, you know, coming out. You know, everyone was building choppers. You remember that?
Right.
Before the economy crashed and when everybody had multiple motorcycles. And so... At that point in time, I was like, well, I probably need to, you know, do something on my own. I said, well, I know if I combine somehow sex with motorcycles, that's going to be something that probably is going to be successful in our very macho industry that we work in.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I came up with that name, but instead of building choppers like everybody else, I focused on more on the branding of the name.
Okay.
And I came up with the hook of the pole on the bike, you know, and that obviously nobody else was doing that because only an idiot would put a stripper pole on a motorcycle. and then I just, you know, the clothing line really exploded quickly. You know, everybody wanted that shirt. And then, you know, there was the market correction where everything went sideways in the industry kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody was buying choppers no more.
Right.
But I had a brand by then. So I just kept going in the clothing, and now we have, you know, 200 and some products and women's garments and, you know, men's garments and parts.
I'm needing some of them women's garments.
Yeah, I need one of those shirts. We need a banner for the studio. We need a
hang
a banner behind us.
You could send
get you
us,
squared away. Don't worry.
You can send us but, anything you want.
Go for it.
No,
so
I'm not
it just kind of kept on going from there, you know.
Right.
Now we have Strip Club Baggers, you know, another kind of a subsidiary, which is secondary clothing line. And, you know, and I've built some bikes over the years, obviously, but that was never really, you know, my focus.
Right.
Really, it wasn't. Because there's other guys out there, man, they are like killer in metalwork, and, and I'm kind of good. I'm pretty good at designing parts. You know what I mean? And you know, we have a lot of bolt-on parts, but there's guys out there, that did, especially way back when in the chopper industry, that were doing just some unreal cool stuff. You know, and I couldn't compete with that. So just went after. I went after branding more and more or less.
Well,
so
you got a great brand, for sure. Yeah. And
you hit the
people,
nail on the head.
Yeah, with that,
seems to be doing. I'm still here, and you know, when I started, it was funny because everyone's like, that ain't ever going to work. You ain't building bikes, that ain't ever going to work. And, you know, they go, you're going to make it 15 minutes. And, well, 15 years later, I'm still here. Yeah, unfortunately.
And where are the rest of them?
A lot of them are gone.
Right. So you got a great brand. You're doing the thing with the clothing line, which is excellent. But you also are doing the bagger shows, correct?
Yeah, a couple of years back, you know, as I told you earlier, I get bored quickly, so I'm going to shows all over as a vendor, you know, or as being booked as a bike builder, and you know, because our bikes are cool to look at, and we usually have girls there, so a lot of times, you know, I would come in and we would be part of the, you know, the draw for the show.
Sure.
And then other times I'd be a vendor, whatever. So I get bored quickly, so I'm a vendor and I'm looking around, man, I do this different, I do that different, I do this different. So next thing I know, I'm a promoter, I'm running shows.
Wow.
So. And which I enjoy. I like challenges, obviously. So, you know, I do events. I've done vending areas. And, you know, I've got I just did Daytona. I ran the Boot Hill Saloon property up there in Ormond Beach. You know, we had 25 vendors in there. And, you know, I ran the whole operation.
Nice.
That was a great operation, by the way. I was there.
Yeah, I leased the property from the Boot Hill, you know, downtown, and then they just turned it over to me, and I run it. We had a bar in there and food, and obviously we had the bagger show there, which went really, really well. Mm-hmm. And as you asked, I'm kind of doing the American Bagger, Urban Bagger, Strip Club Choppers, World's Sexiest Bagger Show.
Right.
Okay.
And we did one in Daytona. I did a couple last year, but this year it's kind of really taken hold and it's a little more formal. So we did it in Daytona.
Right.
I'm doing it next weekend, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, which I believe is the 28th. We're doing it in Leesburg, Florida.
That's a cool one.
Which is a big show. So we're excited about that. We'll be at Gator Harley Davidson.
Nice. Okay.
If anybody in the area wants to come by.
Definitely.
And we got some great sponsors on board. Like I said, American Bagger and Urban Bagger. They allow me to pick out two motorcycles for full feature shoots in their magazine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great.
Which is great honor.
You know, a lot of people, that's very valuable to them to be in a feature magazine, you know.
Yeah,
and, and that's a, you know, that's an international magazine. And American Suspension jumped on board and they sponsor us. And gotta mention Twisted Tea, my good friend Billy Grotto from Twisted Tea.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps on board and he, you know, gives us great prizes and giveaways and money for our contestants. And you know, we just had some really good people jump on board, you know, people I've known in the industry for a long time.
Excellent.
So we're doing it in Myrtle Beach up at Barefoot Landings. We just sealed that up. We'll be up there, and then we're doing it at we'll be set up at Barefoot Landings, but the show will be at Dick's Last Resort up there in Myrtle.
Okay.
Then we're over to Ohio Bike Week. We're doing it there.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit Bike Week, we're doing it there. And if anyone's interested, they can check on the website. It's on our schedule at stripclubchoppers.com.
Right.
So put that on our website right now.
I appreciate that, brother. If they want to be, just come and check out the show, or they want to be a contestant, whatever, you know, or enter their bike, then we're happy to have them.
Wow.
So, but it's going real well, brother. Just, you know.
I'll be there I'll see you in Biketoberfest in October in Daytona.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
I'll be coming to see you. Are you going to be sitting at the same spot, or?
Well, that's the plan, but, you know, plans change because, you know, the property is for sale for like $500,000, which, you know, I don't happen to have that lying around. So, you know, so I have a tentative agreement to lease it again if it doesn't get sold. So that's where I'm at.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. And then for Myrtle Beach, though, you're going to be there for Myrtle Beach Bike Week, though, right?
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Okay. We're doing it like we're going to be, like I said, it'll be on the schedule. But we're at Barefoot Landings, so you can stop by the booth anytime or just check the website.
Yeah, I'll probably be down there.
And of course, Sturgis will be at. And
Sturgis, it looks like we're going to be, like I said, I'm working with American Bagger. They are doing their Baddest Bagger show at Full Throttle.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I'm doing mine at the Buffalo Chip right now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so working on that. And we'll, of course, we usually have two booths in Sturgis. So we're going to have one at Full Throttle. We were there last year at the new bar. And then we've had one at the Buffalo Chip for the past 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Sturgis,
busy man.
The one that we were actually talking about a few weeks ago, the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll be there
yeah,
also.
Yeah, going to be at Lake of the Ozarks. Yeah, I was talking to Steve, my good friend Steve Kleinhaus, and he runs the Toad Cove compound. And we sealed that deal up this morning, actually. We're going to have we'll have a spot down on the strip where we'll be one, we'll have one of our franchises located down there. Wow. I will be at Toad Cove. Where and I'll be doing the bike show there at Toad Cove.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yep.
So, excellent.
I don't know if he's looking at our feed right now, but Mr. Lang, Johnny. A couple
now
of
I'm on the phone.
Okay, you're on the phone. So yeah. There's a couple of shout outs to you directly from Mike Cheney. He said he'll see you in Leesburg.
Awesome.
Then we also, let me just get to it. Mark Toll said
oh, yeah.
he remembers you from you've been friends, you've known him since high school. Then we have yep. Laura Schoenfeld. She says she loves you from Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
Yeah, so there's a few people making comments on our feed right now. So when you get a chance later, when you get back on the Facebook, on the video feed, you can reply back to everybody when you know when you're off the phone. So you got a lot of fans out there, too, so
oh,
that's
yeah.
nice.
And why not?
Well, why not?
I appreciate you guys having me on here. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
I do a little radio now and again. I'm, you know, in a former life, I was a DJ for a minute. So, you know, I've done a little of this and a little of that. I'll be on the radio up in Myrtle Beach with my friend Mad Max. He runs one of the rock stations up there, so I usually go
okay.
in. I sit in there for a couple hours with him because then he ain't got to talk when I'm on there. He likes that, you know.
it gives him a break, yeah.
Exactly. So
No, that's excellent, and we're so really you know thankful and glad that you gave us a buzz. So
yeah,
we actually have I created a Mayhem guest page on our website. So anybody that's a call-in guest on our show. I have your link actually on our website page now, linking out to you and you know and our prior guests. But we always, whatever you have, any information, you share it directly to our page, and then we'll reshare it out to everyone else as well.
Awesome.
And then you also had this thing available for your strip club choppers. You have a state franchise available.
Well, yeah, I just call it a franchise. It's actually a state dealership is what it is.
Okay. Can you let people know how to get involved in that?
Yeah. It's basically, it's pretty simple. I have a number of them already functioning. And what it allows you to do is you become like the official state dealer for strip club choppers.
Okay.
And that allows you to go and do every bike event, bike night, swap meet, you know, music festival, adult show, whatever you want to do, you know, state fairs, anything like that. And you go set up a strip club choppers of, you know, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, California, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the authorized person to go and do shows in that state under my name, obviously,
wow.
and the strip club chopper name.
Right.
And it's only $5,000.
Wow.
And that's a one-time fee. And you get $2,500 merch included in that.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, that's a good
do you get
yeah.
to ride the pole bike?
Well, if you create your own, you can ride whatever you want.
I know Marvin wants to ride.
Yeah, but why are you all excited
yeah,
about the
no,
pole
no,
bike? That's
no,
my
no,
thing,
we're,
God
we're,
damn
we're
it.
We're heterosexual choppers, you know.
Hey.
I'm trying to be politically correct here.
I know.
The visual of that just threw
yeah,
me off.
It's a non-gender pole.
I
can see
Marvin. Marvin's going to get on top of the pole. Say, all right, Johnny, start the bike.
You know, probably... 10 bikes run around with poles on now, at least that I know.
That's awesome.
A lot of them are franchises. Some of them are friends.
Right.
The others are people. Hey, man, I thought of this way before you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, really? Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how'd that work out for you?
who's got
so,
the shirt now?
Oh, yeah. Well, we definitely want some swag down here. Right?
Yeah, no problem at all. Give me your sizes and just tell me. I'll shoot you out a little swag package. And
that'd be great.
We'll get a banner out to you. You can hang it up.
Yeah, no doubt. The banner's
going
to
we need some, we need some decorations.
I'm not afraid to market my logo, as you can see.
Yeah.
Great logo.
No. We have no problems marketing your logo either.
Yes,
so
we have
anything,
no problem with that.
Yeah, so anywhere we go, you know, we'll definitely... Be sharing your info
sharing
for sure.
It, yes. I'll wear your shirts on the show.
Come up
yeah.
with a cigar and I'll smoke
about,
it.
Yes, right?
Yeah, no, excellent.
But where are you guys located?
Well, Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Long Island.
I figured it was northeast somewhere. I got a franchise up in where the Lake George.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Americade.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Fast Eddie, he's up in Lake George.
Right.
I've got he does a real good job for us up there, and then I've got I got a really good franchise that owns New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
All right.
Got another one in New Hampshire. They're starting to rock because they do Laconia for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we got some pretty good representation up in the Northeast there. So
what about up in Maggie? Do you have any representation in Maggie Valley, North Carolina? A couple people.
I don't have anybody in North Carolina. Nope, I sure don't.
Okay, nope. Well there you go. There's an opportunity, all you wild hog folks and people in North Carolina.
Yes. Yeah, it is work now. It's just be real.
It's yeah. work.
You know, people, all you do is party all the time, Donnie. Oh yeah, that's.
Oh cool. No,
I never do anything else. You know?
Yeah.
No, I never develop any new products or any new. You know,
you don't have to.
It all happens by magic.
You know? I know it works, man. The logo's great. It's old school. You got. Really, you know, some hot chicks on there, and I see your pictures that you post of the lovely young ladies posing on the pole bike, and I like them.
Yeah, they don't want to look at my old butt.
So no,
put these young girls on here and put these bikes on here, and you know, it's all good. And I try to give people, you know, I mean, just be honest, the world's kind of a messed up place now, you know, I post pictures of bikes and girls, and I don't. Ever say anything negative about anybody except for one person, and that's me. I say that, you know, self-deprecating stuff, but it's just there's so much negativity in this world now, and there's so many, you know, keyboard warriors out there saying bad things about everybody. I don't do none of that, and I don't allow it on my pages. You know?
We don't either. We agree with you 100%.
A lot of the pictures that I get posted, there are customers. And they bought a shirt, and we'll post it, or you know what I mean. And guys get on there and want to say nasty stuff. I'm like, dude, this is a young lady who bought something, or this is a guy who bought a shirt. We put them on there, you know. These are our consumers, and we want to put them up there. And I don't lie. I give people one warning, and then they're done. You know, I've got 250,000 followers on my two pages, and then I've got a 1,000 people waiting list to be friends on my personal page. So I'm like, I don't really, you know, if one person's going to say something bad, I got plenty waiting to get on here, buddy boy.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you.
Well, yeah, we kind of do the same thing. That's why, you know, we're happy bikers.
You know,
we're drama-free bikers.
That's right.
You know, that's what the show is about.
There is a lot of negativity in this world.
Period.
There's also a lot of hot chicks waiting to get on that pole. On that motorcycle, so you keep up what you're doing, brother.
I'm just thinking about the ratio here: negativity, hot women.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's kind of counterbalanced by two weights.
That's right.
Right.
So, Johnny,
right.
Will I see you at Biketoberfest? Will you be there?
Oh yeah, I do pretty much all the big shows. You know?
Okay.
Now, at some of our smaller shows, you'll see, a franchise. They do a great job, too. But any of the bigger ones, like if you see the World's Sexiest Bagger Show, you know I'm going to be there running it.
Okay.
I mean?
Okay.
All
right. And I live in Daytona.
I'm dying to live there.
So I'm 5 minutes from my vending area in Daytona.
That's great.
But any of the shows, most of the bigger shows, the national events, Myrtle Beach, Ohio Bike Week, obviously Sturgis, Lake of the Ozarks. I'm working on Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue right now, which is in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is a big one. So any of the bigger shows or where you see the World's Sexiest Bagger, you can count on I'll be there.
That's
right. So listen, do you know my friend Shorty and Donna? They live down in Daytona too. Shorty kind of sounds like Wolfman Jack. He's a little bit of a man, but he's a good... He's a good soul. He hangs out at Steve Coe's place a lot. I don't know if you met him, but he's going to be calling in too. He's a Daytona. He lives there.
Yeah.
I
meet a lot of people, sweetheart.
And, I know.
I'll be honest with you, I just moved down here. I was up in St. Augustine Beach for a while, living up there. So, and then we got wiped out by the hurricane, so did some repairs and then came down here. So, now, we meet a lot of great people on the road. I usually remember their faces. Sometimes their names are hard. I met probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of people over the years.
Right.
And, you know, bikers are great. We enjoy doing the events, you know, like I said, and that's why I focus on being positive on things and not on the negative stuff in the world. There's plenty of other places to go and do that stuff.
That's true.
Great what you're doing. You know, I can't wait to get down to Biketoberfest.
I can't wait to see one of his bikes in person.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've seen him. I've seen him, but I didn't know John at the time, so I passed him. I've definitely looked at the woman.
Lucky John.
Yeah.
I looked at the pole. So
we're going to keep it.
How many poles have you looked at?
Yeah. I'm not saying.
She did ride the dragon.
Multiple times.
The dragon's
But, John,
tail.
You know what? You are a friend of the show now.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to meeting you out in Daytona.
Myself included.
Yeah, and you know, any other time you guys need me to call in, or if you want to talk about any of our events, just let me know. I'm happy to call in.
I would love to have you call in all the time.
Yeah, give you, you know, is your show weekly?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we could do a monthly update if you like. Just, you
that'd
know,
be great.
Just shoot me a reminder, because, I mean, Mondays is a slow day for me anyway, so I can always give you, like, a show recap or whatever.
Nice. Okay, we'll definitely
and,
do that.
We can make it and, you know, kind of help build your audience up. And I shared it all over for you. I think
I saw that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys having me call in and having the opportunity to meet with you.
Excellent.
We appreciate
Thank you.
Call. And before you run off, I want to ask, like we always ask our guests, what is your favorite ride? Would give us a road or a place that you've ridden at one of your
well,
favorites.
Well, I tell you what, one year, so it must have been 3 years ago, I sent all my, we did Sturgis, and I was out there, I think it was after the 75th, we did two long weeks were in Sturgis, you know, and I was running three or four booths, which is a lot of work.
Wow.
You know, you're stocking up three booths, you know, daily. And what I do is I'll bring out a whole bunch of merch with me, and then I'll put different franchises at different locations in Sturgis.
Okay.
So we worked our butts off. And at the end, I had a buddy of mine drive the rig back, and me and my old road manager, we rode back from Sturgis all the way to Florida.
Wow. Nice ride.
And we took our time, you know.
Good.
We were like, cruise, and at the time those riots were going on in Missouri, we drove through there.
Oh, you got a pole.
I mean, you got a pole.
People bike. Fighting. You got a stripper hanging off the bike.
We you know, we said, let's check it out. You know, so you know, it's like I ain't scared. We'll go through here and check it out. There was really nothing happening, you know. But we had such fun.
That's
you know,
fantastic.
It was just like there was no rush, you know, and it was really enjoyable. So, and I'd never ridden that far. And I've ridden, you know, across the state, but I've never ridden across the country. And it was fun.
That
it was
must
just
have
fun.
Been great, man. They really had.
Yeah, we would check the weather, and if it was bad weather, we'd go around it. We felt like stop, get a hotel, and relax, you know.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Well, John, thank you so much for calling in. We're looking forward to talking to you in the future.
And looking towards
looking forward to a future with you. We're going to have a beer with you.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And any of your listeners, you know, check out stripclubchoppers.com.
Yes,
please do, guys.
If they happen to order something, tell them, you know, they heard it on Motorcycle Mayhem, and we'll throw them in some extra decals or a koozie
Excellent.
Or something.
You heard that.
Yes, sweetheart. Thank
right.
you.
That
Thank
is awesome.
You.
Thank you very much, John.
Pleasure.
You have a great night.
See you soon, okay, right. buddy?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye
Thank
now.
You.
So, that was awesome.
Good guy.
I have a couple of shout-outs to do
Go ahead.
While we're here. First of all, I want to thank again Johnny Lang,
yes.
I dropped the link, Strip Club Choppers. I put the phone number and the email address on the feed, on our Facebook page. He's also got a link on our website on the for the guest page. But just wanted to give, let's see, D. Dunack said, gave a shout out to you, Rod. Mike Cheney loves the show. Woohoo! Jeff Tabby wants us at his event. Live bands, bike rides, bike games, burnout contest, bikini bike wash.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do that, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pronounce it. I hope I said it right. Rion from Wisconsin. Hi. If I mispronounced your name, doll, I'm sorry. Another name. I can't see. It says Rick Hetherington.
Yeah.
It said from somewhere, but I don't know where. But Rick, hey, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And we have a couple more. I had a couple of shout outs. Oh, yeah. Patrick from Peculiar, Montana. And Ken Sawyer. I dropped a link for you, dude, about Maggie's Valley, 1st of May. It's on the feed. Scroll down. Laura, you're a doll for saying hi to Johnny. Obviously, you said back. And Randy Miller, you're a dick.
And on that note, we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a perfect end to your day's ride? Then stop by 1940 Brewery and check out some of Long Island's best local beers. Right now, offering for a limited time, Orange Whip 9% Oatmeal Stout on tap. 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue, Holbrook, New York, 1-631-533-4838. Or check them out on the web at 1940brewingcompany.com.
Monster energy, welcome to Rockville returns April 29th and 30th at the Metropolitan Park with Def Leppard and Soundgarden. Also featuring A Perfect Circle, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Cedar, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, Coheed and Cambria, The Pretty Reckless, Highly Suspect, Nothing More, and The Offspring. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands, on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for GA, VIP and package tickets, additional information, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
I've been riding these long-on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Well, what do you guys think of that interview, man? Johnny Lang is awesome.
And guys, if you haven't seen the bikes, go on the website, man. It's
beautiful bikes, man. Check out those motorcycles.
Not only the girls, but
ladies, get on that strip pole. Working magic.
I'm still shocked.
Gentlemen,
that
take
you
pictures of that.
On that pole.
What?
I'm shocked you want to get
think
on that pole.
Think of all the dollars he's going to earn for his barbecue.
Fuck yeah. No, see, I described it wrong. You know, strip.
Barger whips out the bankroll.
There you go, honey.
Go.
Wait, I got a joke. I would tell this guy.
Wait, strip club bikers has the pole on the back. I'm going to do fat fuck, you know, joppers myself.
No.
And be the barbecue on the back. Right? You cook and you eat and you ride. Anyway. I guess not.
No, it's gone.
Anyway, well, welcome back to the show.
I'm sorry.
How's everybody doing out there?
How's everyone doing?
Everybody okay after that little shebang from Johnny? With his you totally lost.
Well, I know. I lost everybody. We're going to have, who's calling in next? Day?
Wayne from Biker Trash Nation.
Wayne from Biker Trash Nation will be calling in.
Guys, check
again.
Them out, man. Amazing. Amazing stuff out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they have, that's a great club over there.
And they're doing the
not club, group, I'm
group.
Sorry.
They're
group.
Doing that
group.
Camel toe yeah. thing, right?
No, stop!
They're doing the camel toe.
They're going to make a special contest just for me
you.
Fucking up that thing. Yeah. No, it's the
camel toe. I had to throw it out
it's the camel toe.
Yeah, no,
I'm
stop.
It's like me and Jim Chinichi.
Yeah.
I can't.
I definitely want to get to that
I can't.
That rally that they're having.
It's in North Carolina.
It's in North Carolina. North Carolina.
I'm getting the info.
They have great barbecue in North Carolina, by the way.
It's the Camel City Bike Fest.
The Camel City Bike Fest.
Say it again.
Say fast, backwards.
Camel City Bike Fest.
Fest
Camel City Bike Fest.
But yeah, so Wayne's calling in, and looking forward to talking to Wayne. He's a great guy. Another guy that's helping the show. Get our name out, and we appreciate
absolutely.
That, too, Wayne.
Absolutely.
And anybody else wants to give us a call? Do you remember the number? Because I forgot the number.
Yeah.
It's
877. I can't read that.
9-1. I know, I have horrible handwriting. It's 877-917-5263. I actually did put it up at the top of the feed for the live Facebook video.
Yes.
It is also on our website because, you know, I keep up on that shit.
Yes.
I'm giving a dollar. To
Johnny
to
the Hog.
Hey, that's Johnny Hog. Hey, that's a corner of the cob somewhere.
That's an all-you-can-eat dollar buffet right there. Woohoo!
But we're having a great time here tonight. Thanks, Johnny, one more time for calling in.
Yes.
It's already 9 o'clock.
Taking
out,
I know, is taking it? His busy schedule.
That hour went fast.
It does, because you know what? We're having a blast. And we're here.
We've been
you.
Having a blast for 11 weeks.
We're here for you, right?
That's right. Yeah.
We are bikers that are for the bikers. We want to hear your stories. We want to know what you ride. If you're a biker and you own a motorcycle, you have a story. So we want to know where you eat, too. Barbecue places.
I knew it was going
there. Roadside barbecue places. No, because then I will add you to the Johnny's Barbecue Joint page.
You call in. If you own a barbecue place and you want to be one of our sponsors, we'll put you on our page as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna have a Johnny Steaks.
And you know what? Now that you bring in this whole Johnny Steaks thing issue,
right?
All my fans out there, our fans, you smoke a cigar. I'm gonna have Rod Spotlight Corner.
But you have that.
You have that. Already.
I'm gonna have it on the page. I want to see everyone smoking a cigar on their bike.
I didn't make it yet.
See?
Stop rushing me.
What are you doing?
I didn't make it. What do you mean, what am I doing? Right. What am I doing? Let me see now.
No.
I'll ask you again in 6 months.
Yes.
And speaking of the cigar, next week will be another review.
Yeah, the cigar.
That's
that'll
right.
be your thing next
yeah,
week.
Next week.
And we got a phone call coming in.
Okay.
And notice how it stops right away. Yeah,
hello, you're on the air.
This is Butch, man. I'm calling from upstate. Just wanted to check in with you guys. The first time I ever watched.
Yo, Butch, man. And, what's up, my brother?
I was like a fan of Roz over there.
How are you, my friend?
How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I just wanted to bring you up to date on a few rides that we got going on up here. We raised money for Lawrence Stuhl Hospital. That's the hospital over in Germany where the intelligence or any other person that comes in from any wounded areas, like where they might be fighting, or like Afghanistan and places like that.
Right.
When they raise money for them for the hospital, we do that run at the end of May, and then we do a couple more runs where we raise funds for the soldiers during the when they come back in from the USO. We do that for the Norwich American Legion 189 post.
Okay,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
If you can, Butch, definitely either private message us the links or put the links on the feed for the Facebook video that you've been commenting on, and then this way I can share it and add it. You know, to our website as well. So any events that you have going on, you want us to share, please definitely share it on our Facebook page.
You can contact the Facebook page, or Bob, you could private message me. You know, you've got my number. Yeah. You know where
I'm
at.
We'll get it out there for you too. Well, you know. That's a great thing that you're doing.
Yeah, no. Actually, I appreciate that. I could certainly do the flies. We're about 4 hours away up here. We do a seven bridge run where we go by a lot of these old covered bridges, and we raise funds like that for the local Oxford Veterans Home over here in Oxford, New York. And we go over there and visit all of the World War II vets.
Excellent.
And Korea and Vietnam. You know, it's a lot of get-togethers and a lot of fundraising. And these people up here, you know, they're really open-minded to the fact of who they need to support.
Excellent. But definitely go to our website or our Facebook page. We're having a hard time hearing you a little bit.
Yeah, Bob, you're breaking
connection.
Up a little bit.
So please post on our page. It'll be great.
But I just want to say Bobby's a longtime friend of mine.
Sorry, Bob.
He does. That's kind of like a lot of his family members. I know Bobby and his family very well. Going back to his dad and his mom, Bobby's got a good heart. He does a lot for other people. More than maybe in a certain respect, I believe you should. But he does. He's got a huge heart. Him and his wife do a lot of work for other people.
Excellent.
And Bobby with the veterans is an incredible thing, and his wife with the animals.
Excellent.
So I got to say, Bobby, I love you to death, and
it's
I praise
you
for all your work. And thanks for being a fan of the show, man.
Excellent,
and
man.
I love you.
Bobby, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, right. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing what you guys do. It's really cool to hear that.
Excellent,
man. Rod, to see you, man. I'm glad you're involved in that kind of stuff, man.
Thanks, bro.
Well, he paid me like 10 grand for this.
It's bribery. It's all bribery.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So we have a couple more shout-outs to Amber from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. And I screwed up because, of course, I screw up on the abbreviation of our states. Thank you for correcting me, Patrick. It's from Peculiar, Missouri. Not Montana. M-O is the abbreviation for Missouri. So thank you for spelling it out for me. And then we have Maria.
Veronica.
Yeah.
I can't say her last name.
I can't say that, but I'm going to try and say what she wrote. Can I try?
You can try.
In my Jewish, Italian, Spanish voice.
Okay.
Pasque buena onda. No entiendo nada, pero ve que lo pasan la raja.
I don't know what she said.
I'm going to leave that one there.
I don't know what she said, but it sounds good. I'll take it.
Veronica is she's a wonderful, wonderful lady that I met in Chile.
What happens in Chile stays in Chile.
She happens to be the mother-in-law of one of my father's friends, sons. I happen to stay in her house in Valdivia. You know, she hosted us in her house. She's a fantastic, wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's a pit, man. She's a riot. She's just on the go. She's a great person. And ¿cómo estás, Veronica?
Well, awesome.
Thank you. So Rick, who said he asked for a shout-out earlier, Rick Hetherington, is from Australia.
Oh, Australia's in the house.
Oh,
yes.
Let me ask you, Rick. Your parents weren't the ones that I met in Chile, were they? Because I met a couple from Australia when I was eating dinner one night, and their son was an avid biker, and they took about 5 stickers from him because they wanted to give it to their son. And I kind of hope you are. Hope this is the guy.
That would be really nice. Cool. We know we have a few listeners in Australia.
Yes.
We have tons of listeners in Chile now because of you,
yeah.
Rod,
yes.
Which is really great.
Yeah, because we did a great job out there.
We are international.
That's right. Again, I was saying before, anybody wants to call the show, the phone number is 877-917-5263. We want to hear your stories, but we have a phone call coming in very soon. Yes, we are ready. Let's rock this phone call when she comes in. And hold on a second. And we want to hear from you also anytime you guys want to give us a shout. And, hold on, I'm sorry. Pick up this up for a second.
Pick up what? What am I picking up? My boobs?
My hoo-ha? We want to hear from you. We want to know what you ride, what you eat, all that good shit, and just give us a call or whatever.
Oh, well, John Blackstock, hey, he's online now. There's a phone. Hey, John.
We got a phone call coming in. Hello, welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You are on the air.
What's up, guys? It's Wayne from Biker Trash Nation.
Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Always great to talk to you, Wayne. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. We got to clear something up real quick.
Okay.
I know one of your members is going to be very disappointed when I clear this up.
Oh.
Sorry, Rod. Go ahead.
But there will be no camel toe, puppy taco, moose knuckle competition at Camel City Bike Fest.
God damn it.
Damn.
That would be the only contest I would win.
Can you imagine the pitches we would have?
Oh, crap.
Well, I mean, you know, if this wasn't a family affair, we would definitely do something like that.
Yes.
Now, the first lady would probably go to my head if I actually tried to pull that off.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh,
no,
yes.
I don't mean to make light of it, but it was like a Freudian slip because I'm a pervert. So.
Yeah, she is a pervert.
Yeah, I really am.
She wanted to show me her one nipple before.
I only got one.
Too many bikers that aren't perverted. I mean, that's kind of our thing.
Let it show.
We know.
Show.
So tell everybody again where Camel City Bike Fest is.
Yeah. Camel City Bike Fest will be held downtown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina on September 9th.
September 9th.
It's going to be an incredible event. Well, we got a lot of events leading up to it because we're going to have an incredible, I use that word, I get Trumpian every once in a while. I get stuck on one word.
Okay.
And it's going to be, we're doing a pinup competition. And if you saw any of the pictures from the pinup competition this weekend, man, wow, the ladies are bringing the heat.
Wow, nice.
I love pinups. Now, is this like sexy pinups or traditional pinups? What's the deal?
40s pinups.
Well, we want them all shapes and sizes. We don't care. Nice. You know, again, it is family oriented, so we need to try to keep the nipples and check. Stuff
yes.
covered.
We get that. I can.
Oh, I'll cover them.
Yeah. I'm smacking them right now. Sorry, I don't know if you saw that.
I'm watching. I'm watching you as I talk to you too. Plus, the first lady is glaring at me at an occasion when I say the wrong thing.
Oh, I know. That's good. Yeah, I'm his first. Well, I'm the radio wife.
That's right.
So he's not. Not only does he get it from me when I'm on the show, he gets it at home with his first lady too. Yes. So he's double trouble.
Oh boy.
Okay. I don't know if you know anything about Southern women, but once that hand goes on the hip, all shit's getting ready to break loose. So I'm trying to get her to get on the radio with me, but she's just standing over there laughing at me, giving me that look.
No, hand her the phone.
When I get off the radio, I will probably be beat, but you know it's fine because I kind of like the pain.
You pay extra for that, don't you?
No, that's nice.
But I don't know, Wayne, if you heard the beginning of the show tonight. We heard you had a passing of one of your members of your group, and we're very sorry about that.
Is there any, like GoFundMe pages or anything like that that's being set up for the family, or everything is okay on that end? Because
as far as I know, everything's okay. I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
We found out Saturday before we actually went to the event. I believe this happened at about. 1:45 in the morning the night prior. So, we did a moment of silence for him. We try to, anytime we can, lift our brothers up who've gone down, that's what we want to do. Recently, I don't know if you guys saw it on the site, we had a request come in from a man who had stage 4 cancer in his stomach and in his brain.
Yeah.
And we were setting up a ride. All this man wanted for his final wish was to have 100 bikes go by his house.
Yeah.
We had it worked out. Unfortunately, he went back in the hospital. But the good news is all the prayers that we had, I believe he is out of the hospital, and we are trying to work that out to where we can do this one more time for him and get by there.
Right. I put that on the page. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, we shared.
Shared that.
Yeah, Johnny shared that information. So if that does come about, and this is in North Carolina also, if you do, want to get some more information out, I mean, with Biker Trash Nation and the Wild Hogs and all of that, it's such a wonderful thing to do a last wish like that for someone who is part of the community. I would want to hear that too.
Sure.
That's a beautiful sound.
That's exactly how, the concept of Biker Trash Nation actually started. My girlfriend and I used to go on rides, and people would always get mad at us because we didn't tell everybody. So we started the page just to post where we're going to ride to, come on with us, and have a good time. And it's kind of grown from there. I mean, our thing is to bring our community together and help each other out as much as we possibly can.
Right.
As I've heard you guys talking to the guy before me, we don't allow any drama on our page. We don't want any drama on our page. It's about fun, having a good time, and enjoying each other's company.
Exactly.
And I'm dropping that link right now on our Facebook feed right now.
Right.
It's BikerTrashNation.com. That's your website.
We have a website that's being built right now. A good old Yankee guy, just like y'all, a little Italian John Acciuletta. I think that's how he says his name. And he used to be a cigar dealer, believe it or not. I know you like that.
Okay.
But he's building our website. We're going to sell merchandise on there. My dad, and just give you a quick background on him, he sold motorcycle accessories and leather for 30 years.
Wow.
So he's going to use his contacts to help everybody get a little bit of a discount on their riding gear. There'll also be Biker Trash Nation stuff on there for T-shirts, hats, you name it. I'm working on the exclusive man thong. That'll be
I'll try that one on.
No. Yeah. Oh, God.
You
keep
let me know your size. I'll have one made for you.
No, do not send one for Johnny, but you can send one for me.
You know I'll definitely wear one.
Oh, God, no.
It'll have a little elephant trunk in the front. You know, when you get excited, it'll make a noise. You know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Please tell me you're joking, Wayne. Really? Really? You're really
joking? Why not? I mean, you got to do something.
Would your woman let you wear that out in public? Because if you wear it out in public, then Johnny's going to wear it out in public.
That's right.
Well, you know, don't threaten me with a good time because I don't have any sense. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the videos that we do.
No, I watched a few of them today that were pretty good.
Yeah, I really don't have any sense, so I don't have any shame either. So,
okay.
Join the crowd.
I would do that if you know. I probably would pay for it, but you know.
I see a collaborative effort here between the pole bike and those thong.
Yes.
Man thong.
And me.
Competition.
Yes.
I think we should have Johnny Lang at Biker Trash Nation's event.
I will definitely do that.
After hours when the kiddies are in bed and all the guys dance on the pole bike in those man thongs.
I'm definitely,
we are going to Myrtle Beach. I will be at Myrtle Beach Bike Week.
Right.
Bring plenty of man thongs. So, I know a few men that will do that.
Stop staring at me.
I'm looking at Rod. I don't want to look at Johnny. Oh, my God. I love this. I'm having a visual right now, and I really don't want to get up from my chair.
I think you're going to be sick.
Oh, I am sick.
I just had the same visual.
Oh, my God. This is too funny. So what?
This is exciting.
Wait a minute. He just said he's excited?
God. Yeah, he is, really. No.
Yeah, my elephant just went nuts, man.
Rod, why does your elephant look like he's eating peanuts?
Is she beating you up right now? No, this is fun. Oh, my
God.
No,
she's in the other room. She's probably just shaking her head. I can imagine the
well, like I am.
On her face right now.
I'm hiding, but I don't know why I'm hiding my face. It's like, but there's nobody here but you guys. It's like
there's plenty of people out there watching you.
It's pretty funny. No, it's actually pretty funny. But other than the Camel City Bike Fest that's coming up soon.
Yes.
In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, do you have any other events? Didn't you just have one last week?
We just had one last weekend where we had a burnout competition and a pinup competition. What's the preliminary competition for Camel City Bike Fest? We're doing these at all these local bars that we go to.
Right.
This last one was at Double D's. Next pinup competition we're doing is at our home base at Bagger's Saloon for their anniversary party on May 6th.
Okay.
And then we've got a huge one, man. This is so exciting. On June 10th, we're doing a Battle of the Bands.
Nice.
The Battle of the Bands winner gets to play Camel City Bike Fest, and we're also doing a pinup competition there. We got 15 bands already booked. It's going to be off the chain.
Oh, you need to send me all that info.
Yeah,
so
we need that.
Yeah,
yes.
In the event, see what happens like with good old Facebook. If you create events like this, we can actually add those events to our page as well, and then it makes it easier for us to share it.
Right.
So we don't have to, like, create it. So then we can get the word out that way, too. And plus, we'll also have a reminder because it's on our page, and we're sharing that. So anytime you make an event, send us the links to the events. We'll share them. We'll save them on our page. This way we don't forget stuff. Yeah, June 10th sounds
plus, once
great.
You get that website up, you know, make sure you send us that link so we can put it on our page as well. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Make sure everybody that's listening, please go on Biker Trash Nation on Facebook and add yourself to the group. You know, we'd love to have you. We've got, like I said, we've got events coming up, and I will have the first lady get on those doing those events. She's a whole lot more computer savvy than I am. So I'll let her handle that.
So she does the website and you design the mankinis. I got it.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm all about design. I mean, I can't concentrate on anything other than this man thong at a particular moment. So
I don't know what to say about that, if that's where your only thought
Again,
is at the
me?
Moment. I'm sorry. I'm looking away from Johnny is what I'm doing, and you happen to be sitting there.
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh
there
God.
You go.
Hey, there you go.
Is that why you're wiggling and jiggling?
I'm wiggling
in that
and jiggling.
Chair?
Wiggling. I'm eating peanuts right now.
Your trunk is flapping. Stop doing that shit.
No, it's more like.
Oh my God! See when you started, Wayne. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know when you go to sleep tonight and you have that visual in the middle of the night, that dream happens. Yeah.
Now it's in my head, like the Mr. Softy.
It's in my head.
Ice cream song from the ice cream truck.
Not in your head yet.
That's it.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll charge you nothing for that. That's great.
You are the best.
Oh man.
Thank you so
oh
much.
My God. I can't wait for
definitely go check out Biker Trash Nation.
I'm dropping their link to their page right now.
Put the link up on the page and in the chat too. Is that what you're
doing? No, I'm doing the on the feed on for the feed. Video. And I have a link already. I think it's to the Biker Trash Nation website. It's not completed yet, but the site actually is up. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Yeah, it is. It's under construction.
Yep. So I just put the link for the group page for all our peoples and our Mayhem fans. Hashtag Mayhem fans.
Do we have fans out there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I think we do. I think we have a few. But if you want our attention, that's our hashtag from all our fans out there. It's Mayhem. I'm going to do it
if
right now.
If you want
now.
Our attention, just tag say barbecue. Us. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah, no. Tag us at Mayhem Fans, and then this way I'll be – because I searched that hashtag, and I'll share your stuff.
What? So, say again. Say barbecue.
Instead of doing the messages.
Barbecue?
Don't.
Wow.
Oh, now don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore.
I want barbecue.
I want you to speak properly now. We have a guest on the phone.
I'm sorry,
it's
Wayne.
It's Mama talking. God damn it.
That's no problem.
Wayne's like,
yeah, you don't need to be blowing out our guest eardrums. You could do that after
he's
hours.
Making elephant underwear. I mean, this is great.
No, it's a man thong. Get it right. And I am getting one of them for somebody real important in my life.
Oh, why are you getting one? All right. But
as long as his trunk don't go limp, you'll be all right.
That's right.
Oh, believe me, honey, it don't go limp. So
how do you know?
Not you.
We're gonna try to get down to Myrtle Beach too, if I can, for a day or two.
We should do that. It's only an 8 hour, 9 hour ride.
No, longer than that.
10 hours.
Like 12, I think.
Hey, I did that.
Well, you know, we do have for everybody. I've negotiated some deals with a hotel down there called the Reef Resort. If you call in down there and ask for either the Pennix Group rate or the Biker Trash Nation rate,
right,
you will get a oceanfront room for $65 a night.
Wow.
And that's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
No.
That's in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got confused. Okay, you know. I used to be a blonde.
I would love to go hang out with Wayne.
Myrtle Beach. Okay.
Bring your extra liver, because we do like to drink a little bit down here.
Believe me, he's got a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. He'll be pounding down the shots while he's wearing that man thong. And Rod's going to be taking video.
I'm going to be drinking heavily to try to get that out of my head.
I might just visit.
It's stuck in there, bud. You ain't getting rid of that.
It ain't leaving my brain. That's it. It's gone. It's done. It's embedded. This is going to be my nightmare dream forever.
It looks something like this, you know, but like little panties and, you know.
He's playing with the pigs now.
Oh, boy.
He's playing with the hogs. Oh. Thank you. He's playing with a wild hog.
A wild hog.
Oh, my God. David Hayes must be shitting in his pants. I mean, you know, peeing in whatever he's doing.
David Hayes is laughing his ass off.
I know he is.
This is going off the rails.
We would love to thank you. Like to thank you for your
Support.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. I'm thinking about that elephant. I'm sorry.
We appreciate yours as well, guys. We really do.
I can never feel that drunk. Oh, yeah.
Anything we can do to help
us too.
You know, we want to grow our brand, your brand. I mean, there's enough room for everybody.
That's right. Yes, we can do this together.
In that marathon, there's plenty of room, huh?
In yours.
No, we leave the drama at the door and we share what's important.
Exactly.
And we share what's making us happy and how we're helping everyone else.
Exactly.
And, you know,
we have a good time doing this and you know what? We're all in this together, you know?
Yeah,
it's a two-wheel thing.
That's right. It is a two-wheel thing. Yes, sir, Wayne. Yep. And I want to meet your woman. Next time you call in, you can let her speak, because she does the important stuff like what I do. I'm the internet.
Yeah, I've been begging her to come on. You know, she likes to be quiet, and she'll pop in. If you watch the video, she pops in and says a little quick thing, then she's back out of there. I mean, she's like a ninja. She's all over the place.
Yeah, I'm stuck here in front of the camera between these
but
two.
You know what I do for this
show?
I don't know what I do, but I do something for this show.
Do a lot.
No.
You drag me into it.
That's right.
You know, he asked me nicely, so I said yes.
Yeah, he called me like 5 in the morning and asked me to do this.
Yeah,
you were on, what, 8, 9?
And you know what? This motorcycle show is so much fun, right?
We
met so many great people. Like, I don't know if you heard the list I said earlier, Wayne. But you were on that list.
You are on that list.
David Hayes. So many people on that list.
countless people.
And you know what? We're really grateful for everybody that's out there that's helping us along the way. And we're having a blast doing this. And we just want to help get the word out for all amazing groups like yours. So, you know.
It's all about the good.
It's all about the good.
Sometimes
you know?
The bad and the ugly.
Everybody that's listening right now, call these guys, man. Don't make them sit there and beg for phone calls. Y'all need to call in, talk to them, tell them about your rides. I mean,
that's what we do.
We ride motorcycles. Let's talk about it.
We want to, and where you guys live out there in the Carolinas, you got so many beautiful roads and
barbecue. Oh God, right? Amazing!
Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Winston-Salem. Is beautiful.
Yeah. And they have good cigarettes out there. Right?
They grow it. Right?
Hey, we almost invented them. I mean,
I know. Bubbles,
you know, he built this town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know?
That's right. And it's like $5 a pack. All the more reason to move there.
I was at a store today, 7-Eleven. I saw a carton of Marlboro Lights, $97. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm glad I don't smoke anymore.
And I remember when they were 25, 50 cents a pack.
Yes, me too.
I remember when they were nickel Lucy's. Oh, God, I'm showing my age.
Yes, you're a lot older than us.
Lucy's.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody wants to wish Mama a happy birthday.
Stop, don't tell
her. Her birthday is on Friday. Just if anybody wants to.
She's 28.
She's 28 years old.
If she was closer, I would don my Elvis wig and I would sing an Elvis happy birthday to her in a heartbeat.
I'm going to hold you to that for the future.
No, wait.
I love Elvis Presley. Oh, my God, I just got a better visual.
Today's
in my head
technology?
Right now.
You can do that, Wayne.
Oh my
on
God.
Facebook Live for her.
I may just have to get the wig out and do that for her.
Yeah. Yes.
Would you really? I love Elvis. Oh my God, yes. I'm plotzing on this end right now. No, seriously. I'm schwitzing. Better than that. Better than the visual I had with that freaking man thong and the elephant trunk thing. If you sang me happy birthday right now, boom. Oh my God. Somebody's
all right, Mama. I don't know what that word was that you were using, but we'll do that for you.
It's a Long Island thing.
It's a Long Island
thing. It is Mama Mayhem's birthday on Friday. Anyone out there want to call, wish her a happy birthday, or right on Facebook or whatever.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
Yes, I have to. Yes. By the way, speaking about embarrassing you.
Oh, my God. Wait. First, end the conversation with Wayne. I don't want him hearing this live on the phone.
We'll let you go, Wayne.
11, 12, 13, 14.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much for your phone call, Wayne.
Wayne, thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
You're always welcome on the phone here.
Thank you so much,
Wayne. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I can't believe you're telling everybody it's my birthday on Friday. But the good thing is maybe Wayne will really do that Elvis impersonation.
I have a feeling he will do that.
I hope he does. I love Elvis. I mean, really.
But you know
oh
what?
Oh, my God. Don't embarrass me now.
I'm going to
embarrass you now? An hour and a half of embarrassment.
I know, right? All right,
so if everybody, let me,
wait,
I got to lead into it.
No, you don't.
Well,
I want to see is about
you
500 Elvites.
Tell me
this.
You recorded that segment.
No, but I want everybody to hear this story. Right, this thing would have a load on me. I don't know why.
What story? The one I spoke about the last time? You spoke about your big bathroom? That's the size of like a 10 by 20 room. It's a room within a room.
5 by 7?
No.
What story?
We're going to tell the story because this is not loading and I don't know why I can't do the video.
Okay, well, you know, you're not internet savvy like me. So,
but you know what? I'm going to tell you the story, but first you have to listen to these commercials. We'll be right back.
Fuck.
Chicago. Chicago's biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley.
Kiss. Chicago Open Air Festival. With Godsmack. Rob Zombie. Korn. Stone Sour. Slayer. Seether. Megadeth. Anthrax. Lamb of God. Amon Amarth. Meshuggah. Clutch. Behemoth. Body Count. And so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, ticket, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th. Chicago's biggest hard rock festival, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Are you looking for that one awesome night? Don't just party, have one for the road. One for the road event services. from full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the Road Event Services. 1-631-790-1404.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Back on the air again.
Are we back?
Yes, we are.
Where do we go?
Well, anyway, it's Mama Mayhem's birthday on Friday. So we don't know how old she really is. She won't tell us. So me and Rod came up with a plan. We're going to cut her open and count her rings. That's what we're going to do.
Bastard.
So the story.
Bastards. Right?
You have to let everybody know on Monday what I did. All right, I'll give the short version of what happened on Monday. What happened over the week last weekend. So if you weren't listening to Monday's show, So I'm talking to Johnny. And as I'm talking to Johnny on the phone, he goes, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Hear what?" He said, "I just ripped one."
I ripped a fart in the bathroom. Okay. And it was loud.
I actually didn't hear it. But as I'm talking to him, I did the same thing.
She rips a fart. And I said, "Was that a fart?"
You don't have to emphasize the fart part. You don't have to say it like more.
It was
than
loud.
Once.
It was like.
So anyway, my point with the whole thing was is that I only do that in front of my close friends because I cannot, under any circumstances, do that in front of my significant other.
Right.
I just could never do it when I was married before. I couldn't do it either in front of my now ex-husband. Right. So over the weekend, I called Johnny up today. I said, "You're not going to believe what happened." I have to tell the story.
Yeah.
You can't tell the story.
No, I can't. You have to tell
it. You're going to screw it up. So all my professing how I try really hard not to do that.
In front of your boyfriend.
Apparently, I did in the middle of the night while I was
sleeping. It was a sleeping fart.
But the way he questioned me was, and he knows I'm going to say this anyway. The way he questioned me was, he goes, "Did you know that we had a duck in our bed last night?" And me being the stupid woman that I am, I go, "Duck, what are you talking about?" He goes, "There was a lot of quacking going on in our bed last night." I'm like, "I'm still not getting it." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he said, apparently your rule, that you made me listen to the radio show that you didn't do that in front of me. Because you don't, and I never heard it. Apparently you didn't talk to your subconscious while you're sleeping. And I was
ripping
so
ass in bed.
Embarrassed. And it was like a fucking train, apparently. Now, you don't have to make noise.
My question is this. Was that duck cooked in a Dutch oven?
No. No. Oh. There was no Dutch oven. That I know
that
what
poor
that
guy.
Means.
Klaus, I feel sorry for you.
That I know what I mean.
Oh, she did it again.
He did it again.
Wake up.
That's why I say my significant other, you twat.
I didn't say name.
Santa. Anyway, but I thought that was pretty funny. I try so
it
hard.
It was funny.
Women can understand this.
Women fought. I mean, you
Listen,
fought.
We
please.
Talk about guy stuff all the time, but women do it in front of other women, not a problem. We'll do it in front of our children, not a problem. Mm. I don't know if
you
I'm
will?
The only one. Yeah, and pull my finger kind of thing. It's funny. The kids get a big kick
out of it. Yeah, my mouth was over
Listen,
there.
Listen, whatever. But there are certain things women will not do in front of men.
Sex.
No, I don't.
Funny story
problem.
Is when I'm on the bike with Dawn, right, with my wife, she knows that I'm farting because I put my feet on my pegs
you
and I push
yourself.
Back. I push back. It's like, "Hey, are you farting?"
Well, fair warning, anyone who gets in a car with Johnny, when the windows go
up. No, but this is going along too long. It's not about you. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's we're going to have a little segment of what women won't do in front of their guys.
Right. On the bike.
Or just send me a message or whatever. And you don't have – I won't say your name or anything. But things women don't do in front of their men.
Right.
I mean, we're, you know, listen – biker chicks, biker bitches, whatever you want to label us. We love our guys. We love riding. I ride my own. Fuck that shit. I'm not a bitch on the back. I already got thrown off. If you can see the shirt, yeah, it wasn't my fault, but yeah. Right. And after that, I couldn't ride with him ever again.
Wow.
But it was very difficult for me to ride with on the back with other guys.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know, I had that little snap.
But you guys must have a story like that yourself. Powerful. Someone's going to have a good story like that.
Come on.
Give us a call. 877-917-5263. Come on, we're here. We're waiting. We want to hear what you ride. When you fought in bed, sleeping.
No, I don't want to say that word anymore. When we pass wind.
We want to hear.
As you're riding in the wind, your when story. You're passing
I thought
wind.
It was men fought, somebody women out fluff. There, no,
somebody out there has a good story for us right now.
Well, there's another thing women do is called queefing, but we won't get into that on this episode.
Give us a call.
And don't say what it is, really, because I hate that word.
Give us a call, 877-917-5263. Tell us your stories, your experiences, where have you been, how you got there, wake up, Rod. You know, all that good stuff. Call us. This is why we're here, right?
Yeah. All right, call Randy Miller now.
I gotta call, all right.
I'm stuck on the queef.
All right, so I'm going to call Randy Miller. Shh. Don't tell nobody, but call him. Hold on. What are you whispering over there?
Nothing. We're Nothing. Talking about your about barbecue it. And your thong underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you went back to it.
Oh, yeah, but I got Elvis on my mind now. Elvis trumps the man thong. Sorry. Randy Miller, get ready.
Okay, get ready, Randy.
Somebody
get
send ready. Me some pictures. Of...
All right, let me see.
Randy Miller.
Randy Miller. Randy Miller. Let me just tell you something about Randy Miller.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, they do
just
care.
Just call. Push the button.
Randy Miller is a great friend of mine. He
push
knows
the button.
So much about motorcycles.
Obviously, you need something done on the bike because you're kissing a lot of ass right now.
How'd you know?
It's called a barter. It's called bartering.
Let's call Randy.
This is what we do.
We're calling Randy Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Dun, 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 he's in my phone as Batman.
Obviously, you need something done with the bike.
What?
Turn your radio down. Hey. What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Not much. We're having a radio show. You know, we got fans and people listening and watching, and they want to hear what you have to say.
No, they really don't.
They really don't. But
yeah, we really don't.
So, Randy, yeah. We're out of stuff to talk about, so it's all up to you. So, it's all yours. Well,
what do you
want
to talk about?
Well, no, we want it. Okay, it's officially on this end anyway. Last year, listen to me. Last time we spoke, you gave us a really good tip on the first thing people should do when they check their motorcycles before they just jump on them after they've been in cold storage for a while. One of them was the tire pressure, and then you gave us a helpful hint with the tire age on that. So what's one thing you don't leave home without when you're riding your motorcycle, when you take your bike out, other than the cell phone?
Well, yeah, I got to have that.
Because you never – back in the day, we didn't have that. We had, you know, the pay phones. What's the one thing
– Well, see, I have a tendency to overcarry. I carry all kinds of tools. I carry an air pump, plug kit. I carry everything.
All right.
I have one saddlebag that's just full of tools.
Right, okay. Right. We call him MacGyver.
Because I'm the guy when somebody breaks down or when I break down, I'm the one who's over there fooling with it, trying to get it to run again.
Right.
So, but, you know, everybody should have a basic toolkit. I mean, you know, a bolt comes loose and you're dragging one of your pipes, you should be able to bolt the thing back up. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I mean, come on, let's make, you know, I mean, look, they are Harleys. Harleys are Harleys. They rattle apart. So, you know, one of the things you always should do is regularly check your bike to make sure that there isn't loose stuff on it. But you should always have just a basic toolkit. And I'm not talking about that piece of junk that Harley sells. You know, I'm talking about just a little basic toolkit,
right, with
some wrenches and some ratchets and some other things, and you know, screwdriver and
Allen
you know
keys.
Some baling wire and stuff like that. Put it in your tool bag. you know, in one of your bags so that if you do break down, at least you got a chance to get back on the road.
So yeah. Here's the things that I have in my little tool kit. I have a nail file. No, don't laugh.
No, she's right.
He knows why. He knows why I have a nail file. I have a nail file. I have a knife. I have a whole set of Allen keys,
yep.
Hex keys, whatever you want to call them, because there's two different kinds, because some parts are metric and some are American, and you got to be able to have the both.
Right.
Okay.
So, Absolutely. You know, I have my little Boy Scout, little red Boy Scout knife kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I have a small adjustable wrench. I have the sockets for the bolts on my mirrors because the mirrors run loose all the time. Right. I carry duct tape, wire ties, but that's for after I'm done riding. And then I have the tire pressure gauge that I always check. So that's kind of like my basic stuff.
Right.
But if nobody knows what I meant, because Rod laughed, but Randy knows why I have the nail file, because I do have the socket set that matches my plug so I can get them off.
Right.
But I have it, you know, on my old Sportster especially, it ran a little rich. And, you know, being a new rider, you know, I would flood the freaking spark plugs with, yeah. So that's what that's for. But in a pinch, because you need spark. So you take the nail file back in the day.
Right.
And you file off all that black carbon shit that doesn't allow this little spark thing to ignite, to start the bike. And whoo, and you're good to go. And then, you know, you figure out how to ride the bike better.
I
always have that.
I carry one thing on my bike.
Napkins.
My phone. It's like, help me! I'm like that little Geico thing.
All right, let's be honest. In today's day and age, your phone is your best friend.
That's right.
And really, now, and this is it's a good lead-in, with the Road Captain.
Road Captain
app
yes.
is coming out.
Yes.
And that, I cannot wait for it
to launch. I cannot wait. Rin, did you hear about this Road Captain app?
Go to roadcaptain.com. I think it's going to be a great
Yeah, this really app is going to be the thing of the future of the bikes.
And what is this thing now? Wait a minute. Talk to me about this. What is this?
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Go to roadcaptain.com, but it's an app that you download to your phone. It's sort of like a Google, and it's actually been recognized by Google and been approved by them to also share in their routes.
Right.
It's an app that you can create your trip routes on, but also along the way, it will list the places where you can stop and eat and barbecue and things like that. And now because of what I mentioned to him, he's probably going to be adding – Harrington loves me right now, I'm sure. Pothole alerts, kind of like the Waze apps.
That would be awesome.
So if there's a pothole or road hazards, the things that bikers should be aware of, that's going to happen. But the best feature that I love about this app is that when the app is on and you have it on your phone, you may know already where you're going. But if something should happen to you on the motorcycle, if the bike goes down, the phone recognizes it's similar to what OnStar does. If you had an accident and the operator calls you, it will automatically send a 911 call and ping it to the closest emergency
first responders
where you're located.
Yes.
And they will, and someone will be there. You don't even have to call. Your pastor doesn't even have to call people. If, God forbid, something should happen and you have a road hazard, you blow a tire out or something like that, or you get into an accident and you can't really think clearly and who to call, it automatically sends a signal out.
That's a fucking
That is pretty cool.
That app is worth everything. It's worth.
I mean, seriously.
The free app or not?
No, the app is going to be very affordable. I think it's going to be like $1.99 or $2.99 or something like that.
All right,
I would download that. The guy's going to make money, man.
That's as close to free as you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, that's as close. I downloaded songs for $2.99.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
this
I'm going to download
this app. This is something you definitely want as a biker.
So we want everybody to go to the roadcaptain.com website because they will be launching it soon. And what's happening is...
Actually, they're going to be launching in 12 days, 3 hours, 45 minutes, and 2 seconds.
You went to the website.
That's right.
You listened
to
Mama
Mia. And you go to the website. We want our fans. What's the website called?
Roadcaptain.com.
Roadcaptain.com. Go to their website. Check them out, man.
Mm-hmm. The first 40 people get a free download.
That's right.
You know, one of the funny things is I also carry with me, you know, I belong to HOP, National HOP. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And I always carry my, you know, the book they give you every year. Okay.
Okay.
That book gives you all kinds of information where Harley dealers are. It gives you nice maps. It's well worth carrying with you.
Right.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm old school when it comes to that. Believe it or not, even though I try and use maps, and my dad taught me when I was a little kid, how to read a map or look at a map. You know, I would like to do that because I would like to enjoy the road. But now they have all these things with the Bluetooth capabilities to your helmets now, so you don't even have to look down at your phone.
Wow.
It's like your significant other or your backseat driver is there in your head.
What?
Oh, my God. Just turn left here, mother effer. Turn right here. You know, watch out for this. But at least you won't be distracted, and so you can pay attention, because as a rider, we have to pay attention. We cannot take our eyes off the road. And that means you people driving in your goddamn cars.
Cages, huh?
Yeah. Take your eyes off the goddamn phones and pay attention to us as well.
Exactly.
Because that people take for granted the car.
Yes.
It's not a luxury.
Oh, no, no. You have to ride.
It's a machine, you know. It's a responsibility.
I tell anybody this, that
exactly
you have to ride not like they're out to get you, but like they're out to kill you.
Exactly.
Right.
They are out to kill you. So you just have to assume that every move they make is a offensive move to you. They're going to try to run you off the road or run you over.
Right. You have to act like you are invisible, that they can't see you. Don't assume anything.
Yeah.
You know, I and me riding in the cars and things like that, because I'm a rider, you're a rider. We're more aware when we're in our cages of the riders that are out there. And we also want our rider friends, too, to, you know, ride responsibly. You know, don't think because you had a couple of beers that, you know.
Exactly.
Just, you know, play it safe. We want everybody to enjoy the ride.
That's right.
And come back from
it. Come back from
it. Exactly.
In one piece. You know, if you want to go out kicking and screaming, you know, and taking all your toys with you, all right, I don't want to be your friend.
Wearing an elephant mankini, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I love the roads. We love everything. We really do.
We love you.
No, I was going to say like. I was going to use the word love to Randy.
I was talking about all our
fans. I love Randy.
Oh, we love our Mayhem fans, yes. And we kind of like you, Randy.
I like you, Randy. I really do like you, Randy.
Yeah. No, we do.
You're kind of cute.
He's all right.
You put up with this nut, and I mean the one that I'm pointing to. not the man.
Me and Randy have been through a lot.
I know you have.
We had birth together.
What?
We look like we did.
We got to get Randy in the studio one night.
Yeah, Randy, you're definitely going to come in one night.
Sit him right next
to me. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to stop in and be annoying.
Yeah, you can stop in anytime.
But if anybody out there that lives in the Long Island area, Randy Miller actually is a very, very good mechanic. Yeah, he will do oil changes and whatever kind of work you need on your bike. And, you know, he's a trustworthy. My bike goes to Randy
every week.
You got to realize, Johnny's not allowed to touch his bike.
I'm not allowed to touch my bike.
Yeah,
he can ride it, but that's it.
That's it.
He's not allowed to turn a screw, not allowed to pick up a wrench. Not at all.
He's definitely not a man's man.
I'm a man's man.
No, you're not.
I am.
If you don't know what a wrench is and you...
I know what a wrench is.
Can you change your light bulb
by
yourself?
Of course I can change a light bulb.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he can't fix his own bike.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna change the light bulb right now, as a matter of fact.
I don't know.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, that again, Johnny's best friend is his phone.
And you will always be his best friend.
That's right. Randy Miller is my best friend.
I'm so sorry, Randy.
Sorry about that, Randy.
Really? Oh, but, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is fabulous. We have Mantis.
From Lithuania. Yeah,
a Lithuanian.
Beautiful. Hello, welcome.
Thank you, Mantis.
I want to put this out there to all our listeners right now.
Wow, check that out. Yeah, Lithuania. That's a ways.
That's a hike. Wow.
All our
listeners,
go out on our Facebook page, like our page, follow us,
spread the word.
Spread the word. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio is coming for you. Right?
And you.
It's a true thing.
And if you bring food, you will.
If you bring food, I'll be happy.
Food.
And he'll be your best friend forever. BFF forever and a barbecue chicken wing.
Barbecue chicken wing.
That's it.
Chicken wing.
But, and banners. Yeah. Send us your banners so we can decorate the studio.
Yeah, we want
stickers, posters, matter of fact,
the address is on our website. Believe it or not, we have a contact page. It is a P.O. box, but you know what? I can get big packages. You can mail it right there.
Biker Trash Nation is going to try to get us a banner. He just told me.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be
told
fancy.
You, told us. We're all here, you know?
No, it could be little. It could be made out of cloth. And if you're a talented person, and you paint or you do stuff like that with little graffiti art, you know, on a sheet or a pillowcase, whatever.
Yeah.
Just don't put any, you know, whatever parts in there. But just send us your artwork. We'll hang it up. And I don't care.
We're not talented
when it comes to that.
Yes, we take everybody.
Wow, we take everybody?
We take everybody. We took Johnny.
He took us.
I took you guys. But then
he dragged us off the street.
I got to say, though.
What does that say about us?
If I didn't take you guys, I wouldn't have those guys.
That's right.
So I have nothing appreciated.
You're welcome. Randy, he's killing us.
Yes, I am. I didn't fight yet either.
Hey,
guys. Oh, the doors are closed.
Come on, man. No, it's actually, it's really good. But we have. Whoa, shit. We got only 10 minutes to go.
I can't believe how fast.
And I don't think I grabbed my boobs once on this show.
Well, there you go.
I just did.
She just did.
Grab my boobs.
Missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Do it again.
There you go.
Okay. I just fucking fell for that.
There you go. There you go.
I got my dollar back. Thank you very much. And on that note, go to stripclubchoppers.com.
Yes,
and you too can own your own franchise.
You gotta check out that bike. It's so cool with the pole.
The pole bike, man.
The pole bike is amazing, but some of the other bikes he's done, they're freaking gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. They are stunning, man. Yeah,
I'm so glad he called. I'm so glad Wayne called. Yes. I'm so glad
everybody called.
But we're going to get a phone call in a week or two from Dave. David Hayes wants to call the show. You got to call the show.
He will call the show.
You know what, Dave? Call the show, man.
He's got to get some more riding under his belt while the weather's good
now.
Yeah, and it kind of makes him very happy.
David Hayes is a great guy, though. He's going to be coming to New York area,
and we are going to speak with him.
That's right.
Hopefully we can get him in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'll get him in the studio or not, but we'll definitely meet
up. I just said it.
We'll be hanging out with him, no doubt.
We'll be hanging out. We'll do Facebook Live and embarrass the crap out of him.
Yeah.
We'll just keep the camera on you.
That's all.
Yeah.
No, Dave's a great guy. I can't wait to see him. Can't wait to meet him.
I know. You know? I can't either.
There's a lot of people I can't wait to meet, you know, that we've met over the last 11, 12 weeks.
I know.
Via Facebook and the internet. Yeah, there's a lot
of
people.
We are having so much fun. What's up, Tommy Hellbent is in the house.
Tommy Hellbent, what's up, man? Thursday nights, Tommy Hellbent does his jam.
Open jam, yeah.
Yeah,
at a local bar by us in Northport, New York. We can say it, the Crooked Rail.
That's right.
Tommy Hellbent's rock and roll jam.
Come check it out, man.
Check it out, him, Rosudo.
Does that with Rosudo, yep. I've actually went there one night and jammed with his boys.
Why?
I was thinking the same damn thing.
Because I can. Actually,
for a little hole in the wall, the place has some pretty good bands in there.
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, why would they let Johnny play the drums there?
Yes, I'm a goddamn good talent.
That's
Tommy
what I
Hellbent, call them. Tell these guys how good of a drummer I am.
No, I don't want to say nothing until I see it in person. I know you're probably better than me.
Oh, hey! I'm going to tell you something. It's actually a surprise to watch him play.
Okay.
I bet it is.
I'm surprised. That's not for you. I'm doing this.
You really wouldn't think
I'm
that
doing
the guy...
this to Greg.
I'm doing this.
You wouldn't think the guy could beat a spackle bucket, but when he gets behind a set of drums, he's not bad.
Really? He can move? He's got some moves?
I got some moves.
He's got the moves like Jagger?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. He's got that, you know, with the thing with the stick in the air, you know, twirling it.
Oh, he does that spiel thing, you know, the twirly thing? Oh, okay.
Does anyone know I shaved?
Nobody cares, even if you did.
Who
the fuck cares?
I'm kind of glad you did.
I don't care. Conversation.
Johnny's all clean shaven and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case anybody cares.
So you barbecue sauce on my face.
Oh, you need to wash his face.
Yeah, exactly, Randy.
It's not like a barbecue sauce now. I can just lick it off, you know? Easy. Easy access.
All right. Hang up with Randy. I got just some more shout-outs.
All right, listen. Randy, we're going to let you go, man. Thank you for the call.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
So this means hang loose, and this is to our buddy Greg Hood in Hawaii.
Nice.
And what does this mean?
It means stick your finger somewhere else, man. Say hello. Aloha, Greg.
I also want to give a shout out to Charles Becker, 1940 Brewing Company. The fucking beer is amazing there.
I bet the beer is amazing there, too.
The beer is really good.
Yeah.
The beer is really good there. He's out in Holbrook, New York. Go check him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one for the road.
Yeah, one for the road. Check them out, too, with Dave Letito.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a really cool concept, man. You know, check him out on Facebook. I don't have any information in front of me.
Carolina Customs. We
do the commercials on the iPad now.
Right.
So I don't remember all the information in my head, but we played them already. But I'm going to tell you, check out One for the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Carolina Customs, right?
That's right.
Check out Strip Club Choppers.
This is funny. Okay. And what is that banner hanging behind me? But say
Colcock whiskey.
He said it in one word, folks. Because usually there's that little, pause. I was not
that 3-millisecond pause in between.
Colcock whiskey.
Thank you. You did it right.
I don't drink that much whiskey, but I had this shit. It was fucking amazing. I finished the bottle.
Requested from your local bar.
Yeah, requested. A lot of bars have that in Long Island.
Yeah, we spent the night over there in Patchogue.
Yes, we did. We drank a lot of Colcock whiskey that night.
Full throttle icebreaker. Yep, I remember that. Full throttle icebreaker. But I didn't get a chance to sample it. But all your local gin joints there across the United States and maybe, globally yet, I'm not sure, but at least in the United States, you most certainly can go to colcockwhiskey.com.
Three on the throttle.
Yes, great he's guys. Listening. Jack was on.
Jack is on. Three on the throttle, man. That's an awesome show to watch on YouTube.
You see the new video with the new camera?
That's awesome, right? Amazing. Yeah, I did share that.
Did you?
Well, let our listeners know, and who are listening and not viewing you,
right,
where they can go for that.
They can go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Three on the Throttle. These guys are awesome, right?
Yeah.
Three different riders, three different bikes. They have three different ways they three think about riding. Exactly. Check them out. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Rod. Rod is not a virgin no more. He just got laid to that show.
I'm gagging over here.
She's gagging. But we have a lot going on, and feel free to call the show anytime you want. What is that? 877-917-5263?
That is correct.
That's our number. If you know the hotline, you know the hotline. Call that number, too.
Yeah. But I want to give a couple more shout-outs. Yeah. Benny Alvarez wants to thank you.
Me?
Uh-oh. I think, or thank Johnny. If somebody gives a ride or a jump, as in Daytona Bike Week. Thanks, Johnny. Do you know that?
That must be Johnny.
That was Johnny. Johnny Lang. Okay.
That must be.
Yeah. No, that's good. And Tommy?
See, I once saw a guy.
I'm doing shout outs to our fans. You're interrupting me.
You're talking about somebody, a biker that broke down in Daytona. I saw a biker broken down in Daytona. I pulled over, stole the chicken, and I left.
Never mind, but I'm still giving shout outs to all our Mayhem fans because we only have like 5 minutes left to
do what you got
to
do.
Do it.
Because, we're tired and all of that, but it's not. I lost my thing. Thomas Smolowski. He lives in Florida, and he rides year round. God bless you.
I could
totally do that.
Oh, me too.
But we can't. Donald Lawson was commenting to Wayne about, having a good job. John Blake, again, from Goodfellas, is in the house. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. I appreciate that.
Right.
And for those who really want to know, I'm 29 with 25 years experience.
Yes.
That's what I will be
It
on
is
Friday.
Mama Mayhem's birthday on Friday. Call in
now. No, don't call in now.
So just go on
Facebook. No, I'm waiting for that Elvis video from Wayne.
Yes.
So Wayne's just remember on Friday, everybody post on Facebook on our page, wish her a happy birthday, send her best.
Send me pictures of you. I'm not going to tell you how old.
I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
I am not sending you a picture.
No, I want Wayne to find guys to wear that. That would be a little added bonus in the video. How cool would that be if he was dressed in Elvis singing and he had backup singers in the man thong? What a promotion that would be.
Midget Elvis.
Oh. Here we go.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I forgot something.
What?
Happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you.
Oh, she got all gushy. I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
I already did.
But she has an AARP card.
Fuck you.
Oh, you want to?
No, I have it, but I haven't joined yet. I've had it for a long time.
You keep asking me.
I'm over a half a century.
So
wow.
Plus.
Yeah.
That.
By like 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. Wow. No, by like 40
old bastards.
Years.
54.
Yeah, you're not too far behind.
I'm 48 years old.
Yeah, I'm going to be 54 on Friday. Next year, I'll be double nickels. Double D's.
Double D's.
Let's go there for my birthday when I'm 55.
Ah,
party.
Right.
I
want to
go to that
bar. There is the party of...
I want to go to Double D's, yes.
Yeah, that's, you know what?
I think we need a road trip.
I think we need to have an event.
We need to start
there.
Planning for April 21st, 2000, and that next year is 18, right?
The Mama
now?
Mayhem
18.
Double D D-bash.
Bash. There we go.
We're doing
Double
so
D's, Double Nickels.
So
and
far,
we will have a camel-toe
contest. We're doing a motorcycle
contest.
Show next year with your buddy there with the East West Coast.
Yes,
cars,
we're going to Myrtle Beach, we're going to Double D's, we're going to Tennessee.
We're drinking a lot.
We're going to Biketoberfest.
That's normal.
Right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. We're busy, man.
And it's just begun.
But we're never too busy for you guys.
That's right. Always here for you, the bikers. Absolutely not. Because the bikers are the best people in the world. We all know that.
Absolutely.
That's why we are doing this show.
Rod, do you want to do your usual closing?
Actually, there's a couple things I want to do tonight.
Well, you got a few. Randy, you want to
hang up, man?
We don't have another show after this.
All right, good.
So we're good. Thank you, Randy.
All right. I just want to remind people that on April 29th, they're going to be having the event up in Connecticut at the Orange Ale House Burger Bar in Orange, Connecticut, in honor of Michelle Katrina Broadley. Catherine, I'm sorry. I got her aunt's name on my mind. Michelle Catherine Broadley.
Mm-hmm.
The event is in her memory. They're going to be raising funds for the LH Scholarship Fund so they can help the young girls and stuff. If you want information, it's posted on the website. The event, again, April 29th. Orange Ale House and Burger Bar, Orange, Connecticut. There'll be raffles, prizes, all sorts of good stuff. If you can't make the event, you can go to the webpage and go to their GoFundMe page and donate some money towards the cause.
Yes, exactly.
And it's in honor of a friend of mine's niece who passed away. It's going to be a great event. I'm planning on going up and having a good time with them and honoring her niece. Also, I want to remind everybody that April is National Organ Donation Month. Just found out recently that just in the New York area alone, there's 10,000 people in need. So go on to our page. I'm going to post up the information so you can contact the local organ donation sites. Become part of the solution. Become a lifesaver. Sign up for organ donation.
That's right.
Also, reminder, the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation, there's plenty of information linked with our page to support those guys. Remember, the raffle's coming up for Kevin and Tim's run. Stay tuned for that information.
Yep.
Let's not forget, we need to stay on top of this ALD with the Aiden Jack Foundation. Also, let's support and donate and find a cure for ALS. And last but not least, fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Rod. That was awesome. Everybody, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, all our Canadians.
Like always.
Our Australians.
Canada, Chile, Lithuania. Yeah. We went all over the world.
We went
tonight,
all
man.
Over today.
Comac. Florida. Carolinas.
I want to do it on a bike, man.
I'll tell you.
What kind of a tour would that be? Canada, Lithuania, Chile. Where else? And Australia.
I'm getting Australia. Full thinking about this.
Stop thinking about your fucking food.
I just want to say really to everybody listening tonight, thank you for the support.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
Yes,
I hope
we are.
You guys enjoy what we do.
And why?
It's a
two-wheel thing.
Adios, amigos. I'd like to thank you.
Good night, all.
From Rod, Mullen Mayhem, and myself, Johnny Steaks, a.k.a. Johnny Rizzo. Ride safe and be careful out there.
God bless.
Goodbye.
I'm going to cover this.